Hello and welcome back to Bay House Buzz. This is season two, episode
three.
Brilliant stuff. So welcome back to Bay House Buzz. It's been a chilly week here at Bay House. We've had some excitement along the corridors. It's been a bit of a bonkers one. We had a very fun day on Tuesday when the power was all cut locally. Anyone kind of, what lesson were you in and what was your experience?
Drama. We had a party.
I did know this. Actually, you were doing Just Dance.
You saw us. Yeah. We were doing Just Dance and drama. Goodness.
Well, you know, keep yourself entertained while we wait for the power to come back on. Anyone else? What did we have? What was our experience of the lockdown process?
I was in catering.
Oh no, you had your NEA, didn't you?
Yeah, we were in the middle of doing a practical.
Yes, because Mr. Bloxham had emailed us all saying, oh my goodness, you know, they've got their NEA today, make sure you wish them all luck if they're not in your lesson. And what were you making for yours?
It was like a pastry thing, it had fruit in it.
Oh, did it get finished off for you?
Yes, yeah. I finished off.
Brilliant. Good stuff. There was a big thumbs up that just came across my vision there, listeners, because one of us is suspiciously quiet, but you may be able to hear the munching of the fantastic nacho stuffed naans from the canteen.
So good.
They're so good. So canteen team, if you're listening, these are a big hit, but apparently we want more jalapenos.
And sour cream.
And sour cream. Good call. Yeah. Mexican food is the best.
Oh yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely my food of choice for my birthday.
Oh yeah.
Okay, what's your takeout of choice, team?
I'm an Indian person.
Yeah? Go for an Indian takeaway? But
takeaway, I mean.
Yeah, keeping it polite and respectful. Yeah, absolutely. I love an Indian takeaway. Absolutely love an Indian takeaway. It's that naan bread as well that are part of those, which is delish. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I love a bit spicy. But I have noticed spicy here is not as spicy as it was when I was back up at home. So it's not spicy here, so... Any other thoughts of takeouts of choice?
Anything that's spicy, or like Chinese or chips.
Dominoes.
Popular but pricey. Expensive, aren't they? I'm like, we got fish and chips this evening. It's Chippy Friday.
Yeah.
For us, yeah. Chippy Friday is a British institution, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very strange. I don't know what that's about. So, yeah, as I say, been a busy week this week. The power cut has kind of thrown us all a little bit, and everyone's feeling a little bit more tired, I think. That was a big day for everybody, for you guys particularly, wasn't it? Because what else happened that day?
Mock results.
Oof. Yeah, so, I know, that's what I mean. It's been a really big week. And that day particularly felt really discombobulating. How did the mock result envelope opening go, team?
Pretty good.
Really good? Charlotte's looking very pleased. Really good, Cos?
I got T9s.
Nice. In a mock, that's pretty good going at the start of things. About yourself, somewhere? You were saying?
I mean, I passed one, but like, didn't quite pass the others, but apparently I wasn't far off.
Good. And the whole point of the mocks is you figure out, all right, how am I doing? Where am I doing it right? And what do I need to do next? For you guys now, it's the next steps. Getting those papers, having a look, talking to your teachers, where did I go wrong? Really kind of using it as a diagnostic tool. And the whole point of the envelopes, I've done this at every school I've been at, is that you open an envelope and you go, and you realise that feeling and you go, right, what needs to change? What do I need to do differently? Because if the first time you opened an envelope was August, think about how you'd feel. Oof, that's shocking. It would be really harsh and really brutal. So it's a nice kind of, this is how it's going to feel, make sure you're ready to go. Cool. We've had big fixes this week, Kate?
Yep. So Year 7 girls basketball,
ooh,
we unfortunately lost 4-12.
Do you know who we were against?
No.
Okay.
Year 7 boys basketball, we actually won 16-14, so it was a close one.
Yeah, well done, boys.
Year 8-9 boys basketball, we lost again 16-39.
Okay. That's a wider score margin there. Never mind, lads. Pick yourselves up, crack on.
Year 11 boys football, we won 4-1.
Go on, the lads. I think that was actually quite a tight game at the start, and it got a little sort of more our way towards the end.
And then finally, year 10 and 11 boys basketball, we lost 6-36.
Blimey, that's a tough one. Yeah. It's a really tough game. What I will say is we do also have a sixth form fixture that's coming. For the first time, we've reached a local cup final. So we're quite a small sixth form compared to some of the others in the area. So I know Mr. Way's team are heading to a final soon. He's going to give me the details. We'll promote that in the buzz if anyone wants to go along to the finals for our sixth form lads who have made it past the semi-finals for the first time in a long time. So well done to them too. I think their score was quite tight too. It was a bit of a needling game. Crikey, what a week. What a week. In Votes for Schools this week, we were talking about, do you feel comfortable talking about your mental health? And there's the awkward silence that tells us the answer was no. So did you get to have a discussion in your tutors this week?
Yeah.
How did it go? How was that conversation?
My tutor group was like 100%. It's uncomfortable to talk about mental health.
Yeah. There's a real mood shift in the room. If you haven't perceived that, listeners, there's a real mood shift. It's like, why is it, do you think? Why were they saying that it's uncomfortable to talk about it?
I think that the question was just too vague. It was, would you feel comfortable speaking about your mental health? Not would you feel comfortable speaking to a teacher, to your best friend? Mm-hmm. I think the question was just too vague to say yes.
Okay. And so therefore, maybe the answer is, it depends.
Definitely.
Because it depends on who you're talking to. Yeah. So maybe, or does it, the question needs to be, do you feel comfortable talking publicly about your mental health? Because you guys know that I really do. I advocate talking as loud and proud as you can, so that it normalises how you feel. And we've got huge provision in the school that's kicking off at the moment. The High Five have started to run with the fabulous Mrs. Galpin, she's been working on training the mental health ambassadors. Are any of you guys mental health ambassadors?
I've got a badge.
You have a badge?
I'm just not one of them.
You've been stealing again, Jack.
Wait, what?
You've been on getting year 7s and shaking them upside down until all their badges fall off. That's really mean, you know, and we do frown upon this unkindness. Did we just find the badge, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, cool, fair enough. So, essentially, what does the badge look like, Jack?
It's just like the old prefect badge.
Well, the purple ones. Purple. Yeah, good. It's a purple square, isn't it? So anyone with a purple square is a mental health ambassador. So you can approach any of those and go, you know, I'm having a tough day. Can we talk? There is a room as well. So there's, I think it's L7 used to be the breakout room. And those guys, they've got a session after schools. They've got lunchtime sessions. So if you have a look at the club's catalogue available on the intranet, you can see when that's available. We're also, this is really exciting, as a result of the work of the Houses of Parliament and the headship and the prefect team, we're starting planning and delivery of our sensory room, which is really exciting. Yeah. So our school is huge. Do you roughly know how many people are in our school?
2,300.
About 2,300 students, and then you have staff on top. So it's a big environment. Do you remember how many people were in your primary school?
360.
Yeah. And there's that in your year group. So being a year 7 and coming into that kind of big environment, having someone who has sensory processing needs, who has autism perhaps, and coming into that environment is really overstimulating. So providing somewhere like a sensory room is a really important thing for us to work on. So Ms. Smithbone and I and the headship team are building this. Jack, why are you counting your fingers?
I'm trying to figure out. Jack.
You're trying to count how many people in your primary school? Did you know them all by name?
Everyone.
No.
We're going to be here a while.
We are going to be here a while. We'll leave Jack to counting, folks. He's finished his naan. He's now counting on his fingers. Brilliant. I love that. So we are bringing this sensory room in, and I've taken delivery of some lava lamps and bubble tubes with fish inside. I knew you'd ask, is it the ones with the fish in? So that's all been delivered. We're looking at the space and how we're going to modify the space. It's a really nice, quiet, calm environment. There'll be members of staff there that are supportive, that can help you if you're feeling overstimulated. So it's going to be a really positive space. The next thing the headship team and their little group of mental health ambassadors are working on is five a day. We all know five a day, right? We've heard the phrase five a day. What's it about?
Eat five fruit or veg a day.
Brilliant. What for?
Doctors.
No. That's an apple a day.
They're the guys who advise you to, but why? Why are we supposed to have five fruit or veg a day?
Keep healthy.
Keep healthy. But physically healthy, right? So we need to do five things a day that help us keep mentally healthy too, because our physical health and our mental health are as important as each other. So the headship team and their little mental health ambassadors have come up with five things, and the poster campaign and everything is going to be coming soon. Five things you should do to try and stay mentally healthy a day. We're going to learn about how to do them in tutor time, so you can practice positive mental health to help you avoid stress, particularly when you've got exams coming up and things. The temptation to ask what you've got in your hand about. It's a fork, everybody. There's so many phrases that I can't say because I'm a teacher and a professional in a children's environment. But it's a fork. Thanks, Jack. He's the most random human. I love it. Is that coming? Yeah.
No, I got it from my popcorn.
Why do you need a fork for popcorn?
Don't know.
Okay. Interesting stuff. And do you know what? Random is the spice of life. I love it. So, We've got huge amounts of provision coming on for in school for the support of mental health, as well as our safeguarding team, the year officers who are incredible, and obviously you guys are great friends to each other. So it's really important that if you don't feel comfortable talking about your mental health, as some people indicated with their survey today, or you only feel comfortable talking to certain people, you know what's out there to help, because we all have mental health. It's either whether it's positive, negative, or somewhere in between. And at different times of life, it will be different. So knowing how to look after yourself is really important. What else has gone on this week? What else have we had happening? We've got a bit of roadworks outside the school. That's causing carnage this morning. Anything else?
A-level drama are doing their performance.
Oh, when's that?
I think it was supposed to be today, but sound was not working. So they're probably going to do it next week now.
Do they need to borrow a microphone? Because I think I know where I can get them.
Maybe.
So next week for the A-level drama. Do we know what the title is? What the theme? What are we going for?
I knew that they're basing it off of Paper Birds.
Ooh.
So they're using... I don't want to spoil anything, actually. Yeah. But their whole performance is built around Paper Birds aspect. But I'm really excited for that.
Do you want to explain for our listeners and for Jack, who looks befuddled, what Paper Birds is?
Well... If I'm completely honest, I don't actually know.
Okay, so text. It's a piece of text. It's a set text. So really exciting stuff for the drama team. It seems that every time we talk, we have something to say about the wonderful drama team and the wonderful PE team. It's going to be great to hear. We are going to have some of the language team come up, because we've got a new language provision coming on soon. And also we've got the new litter competition coming up, with the litter bins coming from the green team. So we're going to have some guest speakers soon, guys. I say language team. We were talking. This week was the first meeting of our disability action group. Name pending. We've still got to figure out a snappy name for that one. And one of the things they came up with in their meeting this week was the fact they'd quite like a sign language club, which I think would be really, really cool. We have lots of people, staff, students with the school with hearing impairments, and it'd be amazing if we could learn sign language beyond the YMCA, Jack. And essentially, Jack has become quite quickly the comedic foil of this podcast.
It could be our mascot.
It absolutely should be our mascot. So Sign Language Club is a really popular choice. It's going to be going out. I'm looking at the moment a Friday lunchtime. So when we're recording the buzz, it will be happening at the same time. And it will be available to be attended by staff and students. And bring a lunch along and learn how to sign. There's also the GCSE in sign language being launched by the government, by the qualifications providers, which we are hoping a little way down the line to be able to provide as well, which is really cool. There's awe and shock in the room.
Awesome. Yeah. Shock.
Yeah,
it's that is so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool, because actually what the disability action group were discussing was about how to make people more aware of the experiences of people with any kind of physical, mental, emotional impairments, and that's something that we'll be working on as we go through the year. Because it's, putting yourself in someone else's shoes is easy if you assume they're like you, but actually if you've never had the experience of an impairment, that's really tough to do. So yeah, bit of awareness work coming up, name pending for our group, and I'm like, Kate, because we couldn't quite decide, and there's a little poll gone on to their Google Classroom chat. Brilliant. Anything else you wanted to share about our week? The buzz on the corridors, see what I did there. Jack hates the name, I know. Anything else? Anything we need to share? We've done our votes for schools, we've done our fixtures for the week, we've done our key events. No? Nothing else? Okay, it's been a bit of a quiet one today, but we'll be back next week with the news and the views from Bay House. Lovely to see everyone. Can we all say goodbye? Because it's just me otherwise.
Bye!
Bye. Okay, everybody. Bye!